to the trial of Breffni O'Brien, the businessman due to be sentenced soon on multiple charges of theft and deception involving millions of euro. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell joins us. Now, Orla, just remind us first of all about the Breffni O'Brien case.
Well, Breffni O'Brien pleaded guilty to 14 sample counts of deception and theft involving sums totalling around 11 million euro between 2003 and 2008. There were 45 counts against him in total, and the court is hearing evidence in the sentencing hearing about all the counts. He basically dishonestly induced five people to advance millions of euro to him to invest in bogus property deals in Manchester, Paris and Hamburg, and also a bogus linen shipping insurance scheme, and the court is hearing evidence about that.
One of the victims is Louis Dowley. What did he to say?
Yes, the court heard that the way Mr. O'Brien operated was to ask people for money, and he'd tell them that he was going to keep this money in his deposit account and use it to allow him to get an option on a deal which he would flip on and they'd all make money from it. And he used bogus contacts with international firms, lawyers, that kind of thing, to persuade people that this was a genuine deal. But the court heard the central lie was that the money was not kept in his deposit account. It was used for a variety of other purposes. Now, there were five people involved in these charges, and they were all either old friends or people who'd been introduced by family friends to Mr. O'Brien. And we've been hearing evidence really about one of them at the moment, Louis Dowley. And Louis Dowley had known Breffni O'Brien for 25 years, as his wife had been in Trinity College with him. He had invested millions of euro with Mr. O'Brien. We heard about one transaction in which Louis Dowley gave 1 million euro to Breffni O'Brien in July 2006 for an investment which allegedly related to a linen shipping insurance scheme. And we heard that that 1 million euro was dissipated within 2 days. Detective Sergeant Martin Griffin told the court that within 2 days the 1 million euro was as good as gone, and Mr. O'Brien had used 61,000 euro of this money to buy an Audi Q7 car for his wife. And prosecuting counsel Luan O'Brien said that the money that was allegedly being kept in a deposit account for these investments was actually being used by Mr. O'Brien for a variety of transactions, including paying stamp duty on his own personal properties, an extension to his home, and this Audi Q7 car for his wife. In relation to Louis Dowley, we heard that Mr. O'Brien had sent him letters and told him that the money was on deposit in accounts, and had even included cheques with this letter and said you can cash these cheques if you want. But the court heard that there was no money in the accounts, and this comfort was based on a lie. He would also periodically get money back. Mr. Dowley would get money back from Breffni O'Brien. This money had come from other people, and Detective Sergeant Griffin described this as grooming. He said Mr. O'Brien was giving certain information to build up trust in his alleged business.
Any idea, any indication, Orla, when a sentence will be handed down?
Well, we were told, first of all, that this could take a day. We were then told that it wouldn't actually take less than that. It would take maybe half a day, less time than that. But at the moment, as I say, there are five men involved who were deceived and had money stolen from them by Mr. O'Brien. And we've dealt so far with one. So I'd say we're here for the rest of the day.